Well, we just got some information, speaking of Haiti. Right now, as we speak, we've been notified that all the groups, both Christian and non-Christian groups that are down in Haiti in support of trying to make that a better place, are all meeting together in Port-au-Prince, and they're coming and trying, and what they're trying to do, folks, is they're trying to come united for the country of Haiti. Amen? That's right. Malcolm is on his way as we speak to that meeting. We're going to stop right now, and we're going to pray for Malcolm, and we're going to pray for every one of those people that are attending this meeting, that God would intercede, and that God would reveal himself in such a way that if they don't believe, they will believe that there's a God in heaven who loves them people, who loves that country, and loves what people are doing there. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the people of Haiti. We thank you for people like Joy and Malcolm who have given their life and gone down to this country, Lord, who is stricken by poverty and stricken by calamity, Lord. We pray that the Holy Spirit would make itself known in that meeting right now. May you anoint Malcolm as he's traveling there right now. May you provide the pathway for him to make it safely. And we pray, oh God, that as they come and they unite, Lord, your word says that we cannot, if we're divided, Lord, yeah, we can be conquered. But as they come together, Lord, nothing can stand against them. And we pray, oh God, that you would bless that time, and may your will be done, oh God. And we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the news that you're still working in the lives of people, Lord. And we just pray that you would bless them, especially, Lord, this morning. And may Haiti be taken over for the name of Christ. And may you be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen. Amen. It is his name this morning, folks. Yes, give him amen, because the Lord is going to do a great work. We can either get on board or watch it happen. But God is going to do it. Amen? All right. Wow, what a service already this morning. And we get to be a part of it. And our prayer is this morning that God would just manifest himself. And that he would make himself known to you and I this morning. That he would elevate us to a new level to worship him and to honor him. Amen? All right. Well, listen, if you got your Bibles with you this morning, why don't you just go ahead and open up to Acts chapter 4. Sean's going to throw a little clip up there on the little picture there. And you know, have you ever wondered why you're named what you're named? You know, I was speaking to a lady just a couple weeks ago, and she goes, I would have never named myself the name that I got. You know, so, you know, for those of you that have got kids, you know, I don't know what kind of process you went through to come up with a name, and maybe it was a last second opportunity and you passed by somebody who had the name tag on and you said it's going to be, or maybe you thought about it for a long time and you went and got all the books that have thousands of names in them, and you said, and you went through the whole process and just, you know, back and forth, had a meeting every evening trying to figure out what the name's going to be. Whatever it may be, your kid's probably going to wake up one day and said, you're going to call me what? When Caleb was born, we had decided that we wanted to come up with some biblical names for our own reasons, and not coming up in a church home. So we chose Caleb because in the Bible, Caleb is brave and courageous. And I want my son to take on the characteristic and the meaning of that name. And then when Abby was born, we said, okay, what are we going to name her? She's a girl. Okay. Well, we wanted to stick in the biblical names, and we went through Deborah, and went through Mary, and went through Martha, and then some of those names I couldn't pronounce, and we thought, well, we better not do that. She would really think that, right? So I remember in a story in the Bible about a girl named Abigail who was beautiful and wise and stood before her husband and King David, and I thought, I want my daughter to be beautiful and wise. Whether it be in the world's eyes or in God's eyes, I want her to stand before somebody one day to save somebody's life. And so we named her Abigail, and so for whatever reason that you're named what you're named, it's not my fault. Okay? But hopefully at the end of the service this morning, that your name means something more than what it did when you came, because it has meaning and it has definition, okay, and you have a purpose. Well, back in 1991... a lady by the name of Terry Horton, you may have heard the story. I'm sure it was all over the place. I think she was even up on the David Letterman show and et cetera. But she's out thrift shopping one day, and she's a long-haul truck driver. And while she was out thrift shopping, her friend, who was depressed at the time, she wanted to get something for her and to help cheer her up a little bit. So as she was out thrift shopping, she saw this big, large painting, about a 48 by 60. And in that painting was a price tag of $7. Now, how many of you know that you can go to a thrift store and bargain? You can. They call it a bargain thrift store. All right. How many of you know you can go to a garage sale and get a bargain? Yes, you can. So she got a bargain. She bought the picture for $5, folks. Got a deal, right? Well, she took this painting and she took it into to her friend, and they lived in a mobile home. And they took the picture there. Well, the friend couldn't get the picture. It was so large into the mobile home. So the friend's like, you know, thank you very much, but I just can't get it in here, so I can't use it. And so Terry said, well, if you can't use it, I need to put it in a garage sale. So Terry took it over and put it in a garage sale. And then fortunately, by circumstance, a person who knows a little bit about art walked by and said, hey, that looks like something valuable there. And so Terry said, surely not, but it's an okay-looking picture. And she said, no, I truly believe that just might be a Jackson Pollock painting right there. And so they had some people for the next 15 years. Terry Horton had recruited some people who had knowledge about this particular painting and said, did some research. You know, they found the fingerprint and seemed to match Jackson Pollock's fingerprint on some other paintings that he had. And one of his other paintings, called The Number 5, had sold for over $100 million. Now, she was offered $2 million for this painting, turned it down, and a gentleman from Dubai came up and offered her $9 million for this painting, and she turned it down because now she's just having fun. Okay? Can you imagine having the playing card in your hand? You're just like, you know what? Everybody wants this, and they're willing to pay some money, and I paid $5 for it. But this morning, that picture was worth nothing at the thrift store but $5. But as soon as somebody recognized whose it was, tied a name onto it, it became worth millions. You hear me this morning, church? We're starting with five. Now listen, we're taking FPU back there. Dave Ramsey said that was a big investment. Okay? Five. And they say now it's probably worth around $50 million. Only because somebody was trying to help somebody out and thought they would spend $5 for an encouragement picture. And they're going to get blessed because it's worth millions of dollars. Listen, the names are important. Your name is important this morning. When John was about to be born, God sent the angel in the book of Matthew to come and to speak to his dad and said, hey, you know, this kid that's about to be born, I need you to give him the name specifically John. All right, in the book of Luke, Gabriel came and to Elizabeth and reminded her, or told her the same thing. I need you to give him the name John. Gabriel then followed up with Mary and says, I need you to give him the name Jesus. Listen, God did not give out names randomly. He did it for a reason, and he did it for a purpose. And your name this morning means something, if not to you, to the one who gave it to you. And if not the one who gave it to you and not to you, to those around you. You have influence this morning. And when someone calls your name, it means something this morning. When Jackson Pollock's name got tied to a picture, it meant something. When marketing companies take and they slap somebody's professional name onto a product, they're endorsing that product because they know that that name means something to a selection of a group of people. Listen, Tiger Woods, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, those guys don't do that for free. Nike, Adidas, Converse, etc., they go and listen, I could wear just about any of those shoes and be okay. And your kids could too, believe it or not. But when you tie a name onto something, all of a sudden the value goes up. And when we gave our life to Christ, our value went up. Because we became somebody in Him. We were nothing before Him. As we're singing this morning, I thought to myself, you know, Lord, we are nothing without You. And many of you this morning can say, I've tried it my way, and that's true. We've equaled nothing in the whole scheme of things. But with Christ, we are more than conquerors. Amen? We can take on anything going on around us, right? Listen, Malcolm is headed to Port-au-Prince, folks, because he took a dream and he took a call and he went with it. What was Malcolm like before he entered into his life with Christ and allowed Christ to come into his heart? I don't know that he would have gone to Haiti. I don't know if Pastor Herb and Carolyn, before they became Christians, if they would have said one day, we're going to go to Jamaica and spend about a month teaching some people. But Christ made a difference in their lives, and they went to go make a difference in somebody else's life, and that person is going to go make a difference in somebody else's life because of his name. Nothing less, folks. Nothing less. Well, Adam was given the name Adam, and it's going to define the word, it's going to define man this morning. Eve was given the name Eve because she was going to be become the mother of all living things. Abraham became Abraham because he's this ancestor of the multitude. Peter became Peter because Jesus gave him the name Peter because he's going to be the rock. You are who you are this morning. And you can become who you can become if we say yes to Jesus Christ this morning. Listen, we can sing all morning, we can talk all day, but when it comes down to the end of things, it's all about him this morning. We've sang about it, we've prayed to him, we preach about it, and now we really got to do something about it this morning. I tell you this morning, the Lord has just continued to bless and encourage my heart as just being up here this morning. We will set a little bit aside this morning. I think as we, the Spirit of God is here with us this morning. And I think in honor of that, Acts 4. 12 this morning reads like this. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which he must be saved. By no other name can man be saved. We can work until we can work no more. We can attend church until we can attend church no more. But until we come to the reality that through his name can we only be saved, will all of that take place and come to fruition for you and I, and that is to become a child of the King. Folks, listen, when we said yes to him, our name was written in the book of life, and we're there for eternity, folks. It's not a what have you done for me lately kind of a deal. Okay, once we commit, and we're forward. And we don't look back, we grab a hold of the plow, and we become what he wants us to become. Whether it be a teacher in an ABF class, or whether it be helping out in vacation Bible school, or whether it be helping out with the offering, whether it be up here leading and working out in the praise team. God knows your name this morning. He knows where you're at this morning. And he wants you to commit yourself to him this morning to do great things for him. It's not just the Joys and the Malcolms of the world that he's going to call out and go to Haiti. It's you this morning that he's calling out to go do great things for him where you're at today. No matter where we're at today, he's calling us to do great things. Amen? Amen. The man will come up this morning and close us out. And listen, this morning, his name is above all names, folks. We can't joke with him about it because it's a real deal. We can't conceal it because he makes himself known, even if we try. But when we surrender to him, all things are made new. And we have a new name written in glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as they come this morning, respond to him. Not to what I've had to say this morning, but respond to the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you right now. Respond to him. And listen to him this morning. Don't be afraid of what he's going to call you to. He's not going to call everybody to Haiti, folks. But that calling becomes real easy as you surrender to him. And that calling becomes more doable as you surrender to Him. Seek Him out this morning. Let Him know your heart of hearts. And let Him come in and make everything all right this morning.